Om Shanti. How are you this morning? Warm, cold? Heart is warm, right? Yeah? Head is cold. But heart is warm. Balance of the head and the heart. Now when we ask, how are you, it is not the weather I am asking about. Your state of mind. How do you feel after meeting Baba? How do you feel? Fully charged? Half charged? Three quarter charged? Fully charged? Still there is some place to take in something more? Where are the Malaysian group? All of them have gone? Or why? Nobody is here? No, not many. Not many. All are not here. Where are others? Hospital for what? No, checking. What checking? Hospital all should do in Malaysia, not here. Checking, and if you are really sick, go for medicine, that is different. Who? But others, Sharda, Rajesh, you know, the other sister, Chinese sister, I didn't see them. We shouldn't miss out, because the purpose of coming to Madhuban is for empowerment. So, you know, we arrange classes, especially people make time to come and speak to you. So, you should really take the benefit. That is the purpose we are here for. Shopping and other things afterwards. That's extra time. But some souls, somehow, they give more importance to those things and neglect. And so when they go back, they are not fully charged. So because this is the only place you get sustenance. These are all sustenance. Baba arranges for you to sustain yourself, so that you can go and serve others. You know, coming to Madhuban is like coming to the ocean. So I have to absorb sweet water, become cloud full of sweet water, and then go and shower. Because outside land is dry. So it needs water to make it green. So I have to absorb as much sweet water as possible. So this morning, first I would like to share with you, because something Dadi Janki shared in Shantivan from her heart for all the Brahmins around the world. So this has gone on the email, but of course by the time you open the email and get it, will be too late. So I thought first some valuable gems from Dadi for our self-progress. This is also sustenance, extra nourishment. So know that every moment, every hour is important. Every moment, every hour is important. Understand the value of each soul. Understand the value of each soul. Then third point is, keep safe the key to mukti and jivan mukti. What is that key? What is the key to mukti and jivan mukti? Manmanabhav is the key. So keep the key to mukti and jivan mukti safe. So Christmas is around the corner. So along with sharing greetings for a Merry Christmas, we also have to celebrate not Happy Christmas only, but Happy Kismat. Kismat means fortune. So together with celebrating Christmas, you also celebrate your Kismat, fortune. We have the fortune of following the directions of one and so becoming elevated souls. We have the fortune of following the directions of one and so becoming elevated souls. Our lifestyle and attitude should reveal whose directions we are following. Our attitude and our lifestyle should reveal whose directions we are following. Baba's khurak means nourishment, and khajana means treasures. So Baba's nourishment, khurak, and khajana has made us dani, donor, and vardani, bestower of blessings. And the last point that he shares is, with faith in the intellect and practical life of soul consciousness, your intoxication will always be high. With faith in the intellect and practical life of soul consciousness, the intoxication will always be high. And this morning also Baba said, those who are soul conscious, their line of intellect will be clear. Without having soul consciousness, your line of intellect cannot be clear. So this is the recent inspiration that he has given yesterday, 16th December, and not just for the Madhuban Nivasis, for the whole world. So it is important what the whole world receives, I must also get. Right? That's why I thought first I share with you the recent gems from Dadi. So today's topic I thought was to share some thoughts on making Baba or keeping Baba as our companion. So what benefit have you experienced? No, there is the stage of making Baba my companion and also remaining combined with Baba. First I have to make him my companion. Because when you remain in the constant company, when can Baba become your companion? When you remain in the constant company. And how do I know I am in Baba's company? How do you know? You know, they say that company colors. You get colored by the company you keep. So what color you are colored when you are in Baba's company? White. White is only physical. dress, color. What color you get colored when you are in Baba's company from your experience? No, you look at yourself first. You know, because they say, you know, you can tell me whose company you are with. I can tell you what kind of a person you are. You know, as is the company, so is the color. So, how people will come to know we are in God's company? No need to talk. Company doesn't, means company color. So what color I am asking? Purity, light color? Green. How, why green? Why green? Why green suddenly? What is Baba's color? Red. See, all these colors are with this materialistic world. And Baba is beyond matter, right? So, when I am in Baba's company, the color I get colored is the color of spirituality. Yeah. Because he is spiritual father. So when I am in his company, and what it means to be in the company, physically we can say you go together always. sticking, you know. So they say, oh, you are always in the company of this person. So what it means to be in the company of Baba? To be in the company of Baba means to hold Baba's hand, walk in hand with Baba, and remain in the company of the intellect. It is not physical. Baba is not physical. He doesn't have a hand to hold. Company of the intellect and hand of Srimat. Srimat is the hand, companies of the intellect, heart and sat. When your hand and company is with one only, that is called being in the company. So how many hours during the day you are in the company of Baba? No, not 24. At least you are not in the company when you are sleeping 8 hours minus. We can't tell lies, right? When you remember, remembering someone means because it was not there you remembered. Company means you cannot separate. You know, like soul and body are companions. So, they don't separate. Bap and Dada are companions. They don't separate. So, am I Baba's companion like that? Baba and myself. So, if you are in Baba's company constantly, that is called making Baba my companion. It can be in the form of father, it can be in the form of mother, it can be in the form of teacher, it can be in the form of friend, it can be in the form of beloved, you know, in different relationships, because we need different relationship at different time. Yeah? You know, When you have pain, you need doctor. When you're hungry, you need your mother. You know, when you want knowledge, you need teacher, right? So, during the whole day, I am connected to Baba in different relationship. So, if I am in Baba's company, what are some of the benefits I will experience when I am constantly united in a way, merged in Baba? Company means, combined means merged. Huh? So what benefits, some of the benefits I can experience in my life? Others can also see, oh, this one is not alone. This one has company of God. You know, like when you are alone, other people can take a chance to attack you, thinking that you are weak and they are more strong. But if you are in two people together, one person will hesitate. Oh, there are two people, I am one person, they become little bit weaker. So I have to remain in Baba's company in such a way that other people in the form of Maya cannot have a courage to come close to me. No, cannot. Maya gets destroyed when it see me combined with Baba. And not only that, in my action, you know, in my mundane actions, you know, when you are doing one job alone, it will take 1 hour to finish one job. But if you are two people doing the same job, how much time it should take? Half of the time. And so when I am in Baba's company, I could feel the double energy, the soul energy and God's power. So double force together, so the task is accomplished in less than the normal time. And also, you do not feel you have done anything. You know, you do not feel you have done anything. That is why Baba says to be combined means to have Karan, Karavan, Har consciousness. So, your hand and Baba's task. That is the proof. Your hand, but task of Baba is done. You know, Baba is getting his task done through your hand. So you do not feel anything you have done at all. You understand? And other people will also say, oh, this task is not done by this person. It is done by God. Because the quality of the work will be so great that it doesn't look like you can do it. Other people can say. So that's why, you know, there is one Hindi song, Hamara Sati Bhagwan hai, our companion is God and we remain in his company all the time. So Dadi Janki says, now the words of the song should change. You don't say, I am in the company of God. Let others see you in God's company and they sing the song. Oh, this one always remains in God's company And God always remains as their companion. Right? So then that is the real proof. See, even like Baba says, you don't have to say, I am God's instrument. But you perform your task in God's company in such a way that other people say, oh, God is using this one as an instrument. So that is the proof. So that is why, you know, we have to really be in that combined form. Invoke Baba, use Baba, use Baba. Do you know how to use Baba? Baba says, company, I am here to give you company, but you divorce me and take somebody else's company. So what can I do? So I have to really use Baba. So that means invoke Baba before performing any action. And keep Baba's awareness while doing action. And then thank Baba for being with me and getting the work done at the end. So then I will not have any ego of whatever is being done. I only enjoy a little bit bonus. You know? So this is why the word that is used for companionship is hath and sat. Holding hand and being in the company with the intellect. So automatically my intellect becomes humble intellect, no ego. If God is in my company, I cannot have any ego in my intellect. And I cannot claim ownership for anything that is being done. And I don't feel lonely. Anybody feel lonely sometime? You feel lonely, especially in foreign countries. People have this problem, yeah? Loneliness. So they get into depression. We don't have to feel lonely even though I am alone. Even though you are alone physically, you are not lonely. You understand language? Because your companion is Baba, one with 1,000 arms. Right? So why I will feel lonely? If there is the feeling of loneliness, then the thought of having a companion comes, a partner. Oh, I like to have a partner. You know, I'm feeling lonely. But where did Baba go then? Is he not a partner of your life? You want another partner? Who can part from you whenever he wants or she wants? No. Baba says, I am such a partner that I share everything with you. Why partner is needed in life? To share. So Baba is such a partner, he shares everything with us. So I don't look for another partner. So I never get bored, lonely, no. That's the beauty of Brahmin life. You can be staying alone, but You are not lonely. You are not alone. You are in Baba's company, which means you are in the company of someone who has 1,000 arms. So he will get everything done. So I become carefree. So I'm going to share with you some wonderful experience you can have when you make God as your companion. When God is my companion, firstly, I am drawn beyond into silence. Because my companion is beyond silence. It is easy for me to be soul conscious, be free from attachment, and to maintain self-respect. I become incorporeal, egoless, and voiceless. The consciousness of I and mine melts away. I become the conqueror of the senses, the mind, the world, Maya, and elements. So that is one very important benefit. I am drawn beyond into silence. Because in silence we talk, right? And the second benefit is my karma changes. When I am in the company of God, my karma changes. My sins are absolved. I become free from compulsion and become strong. I become free from the suffering of karma. Even though there is pain in the body, because my companion is in my company, I don't feel the sorrow. My sanskaras become elevated and my fortune bright in the company of God. My account of charity increases. The lock on my intellect opens. I become free from bondage, a conqueror of Maya, flexible on all-rounder. I become an easy effort maker and destroyer of attachment. I become one who is ignorant of the knowledge of desire. So these are all the benefits. My karma changes. Then the third one, success comes to me. When God is my companion, success comes to me. I am able to maintain my original stage in adverse situations. And my stage is unshakable, immovable. I remain free from worry and a carefree emperor. Because my companion is strong, so I don't have any worry. I have no tension, but pay full attention. A situation as big as a mountain becomes like a mustard seed or a cotton wool. And I am in the company of God. No obstacles attack me. Instead, it salutes me. I am able to be liberated in life. Success is guaranteed in every task. So I become the embodiment of total success. No, when you are in God's companionship, everything is possible. Nothing is impossible. That is the third. Now fourth, at every step I experience His company, experience the happiness of all relationships. I become an embodiment of authority, image of all experiences, a combined form with light and might. Because Baba is full of light and might. So when you are holding His hand, you become like that too. And a very important experience is my intellect transforms. When God is my companion, my intellect transforms. I develop a planning intellect. When you are God's companion, you develop a planning intellect and never confused. I am able to discern between right and wrong. I develop reality and royalty, touching power and catching power, because my intellect changes. My intellect is refined. See, that's why we say company of the intellect. You know, you got intellect company with God's intellect. So your intellect becomes refined, clean, and like swan intellect. So I will be like an ignited light, embodiment of power. I become Trinetri, Trikaldarshi, and Trilokinath. When you have Baba's company, company of the intellect. Next one, my life becomes simple and sample. And it's filled with spiritual strength. That is why I asked you the question. What is the color you get colored? Because you get spiritual strength, spirituality. I naturally have honesty and cleanliness. I am able to make everyone content. Because your intellect is in the company of God, you are content, you are able to make everyone content. I become the most elevated by following the highest code of conduct. I become a guard of my virtues, because when God is in my company, my intellect is awake. It's no more sleeping. And because my intellect is awake, it works like a guard. And so, I become lovely and lucky. And then, what is the effect of having Baba's companionship in my relationship with others? You know, what will be the impact that company of Baba I have on the relationships? So relationships becomes rich. Means laukik relationship. Whether it is in your family, whether it is in your laukik job, whether it is your neighborhood, relationship becomes rich. I can really able to harmonize sanskaras with others. See, that is why we say, you know, relationship with Baba is horizontal. Horizontal. You know, the relationship with human beings is horizontal. Relationship with Baba is vertical. So if your vertical relationship is okay, it will show in your horizontal relationship. It be in harmony. If there is no harmony in your horizontal relationship, something wrong in your vertical relationship. Vertical means up, upstairs, up. Yeah? You know? So that is why I was yesterday reading something very interesting. We have to remember three words to bring balance and harmony. Disconnect, connect and reconnect. It works in the triangle form. First of all, I have to disconnect my relationship with the physical. Then I connect my relationship with myself. So, disconnect, then reconnect. And depending on how you have reconnected with yourself, your vertical relationship, reconnect with Baba is possible. And how accurate your vertical relationship shows in your horizontal relationship. Yeah? That's why we say union with one, harmony with all. There is something missing in our union with Baba, so some harmony is not in our relationship. So when you have Baba as your companion, because your vertical relationship is working well, it shows in your rich horizontal relationship. Rich relationship. You can harmonize sanskaras. I am able to become virtuous with a vision that only sees virtues. How do you know you are a virtuous person? You are an image of virtue. You only see the virtue of others. My heart becomes big. See, when I have Baba in my company, how is your heart? Big heart, unlimited. And what is the sign of someone who has a big heart? They are able to give respect and regard to every soul. So Dadi was saying once very good equation. In giving respect to yourself, you must have an honest heart. In giving respect to myself, I need to have an honest heart. In giving respect to others, I need to have a generous heart. That means you just keep giving, don't count. Because you got. Right? So, when you are in Baba's company, you have a generous heart. A big heart. That you can give regard to every soul. And I become full of good wishes and pure feelings. If you have Baba in your company, you can't think bad about others. Because Baba doesn't think bad about anybody. If I am thinking some bad about others, I don't have Baba's company in my intellect. You understand? How can you think bad about, ill about someone if Baba is with you? Cannot. You will be full of good wishes and pure feelings, and it becomes easy to give blessings and receive blessings. And you become the one who has mercy for all. Just like Baba has mercy. It becomes easy to uplift those who defame me. I am easily able to forgive every soul and recognize my own weakness. Because Baba forgives. Baba has mercy. So because Baba is in my company, I am also able to forgive others easily. And I know my own weakness. So relationship becomes rich. And then very interesting is I become valuable for the world. You know, just like Baba is the remover of sorrow and giver of happiness, because you are in Baba's company, you also become remover of sorrow and giver of happiness. You become a donor, bestower of blessings and great donor. And you become complete with all eight powers. Like master of the self, a self-sovereign, messenger of peace, loving and detached like lotus flower, a spiritual rose, a stick for the blind, a source of inspiration for others, and a hero actor. See? What magic if I am able to remain in Baba's company. And then I become an instrument. My life is protected and it is useful for God. Because I just allow to remain in God's company, my life becomes useful for God. I become an instrument to create an elevated world. My every breath, every second, every thought is used in a worthwhile way. If Baba is in my company, I cannot waste every thought, every second, every breath is used in a worthwhile way. And I am the richest in the world. When you have Baba in your company, you are the richest in the world. You become true Meera of Muralidhar and praiseworthy and respectworthy. You know, you become one. To be constantly in Baba's company means you become one who is wed. You know, wed, married. Married. Like, you know, when someone is married, they have this tilak. So you become someone who is wed to God. Why they give the example of Meera? You know the story? You know, it's a real story. Some stories are not real. This story is real. Meera was a little girl born to some Rajasthani family, you know, from Rajasthan. When she was little girl, 5 years old, she was walking with her mother. Just like children hold the hands of the parents walking. And on the road, they saw a procession. So the little girl, not knowing, asked the mother, "What is this?" So mother said, "It's a wedding procession." So the little girl innocently asked the mother, "When I am going to get married?" Little girl only. So the mother just jokingly said, "You are already married to Krishna." Just like that. Not seriously. But that little girl took it seriously. From that moment onwards, she always saw herself with Krishna. She was dreaming Krishna. She was looking at Krishna, you know, always. And then she started, as she grew, singing songs in the praise of Krishna. And when she grew older, the parents want to get her married. So she said, "No, I am already married to Krishna. I don't want to get married." But they forced her and get married to a king in Rajasthan, you know, Rajasthani family. And when she got married, she told her husband, "I want a room for my husband." because she wanted room for her own Krishna, you know. And because they knew that she loves Krishna, they gave a room to her. She never stayed with the husband, you know. And then the whole family got fed up. What is this girl like, you know? Krishna, 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 singing, dancing, you know, all the time. So then they wanted to get her husband married to somebody else, get rid of her, you know. So they gave a lot of torture to her, did all kinds of things, you know. And finally, she was not affected. So one day, they thought, okay, we will give her poison to drink. So that will make her finish. So when it was given to her, she again drank the poison in the remembrance of Krishna. It turned to become nectar. She did not die. You know, one day her husband sent a living snake, poisonous snake, in a basket as a birthday present to her. When she opened, the snake came up, but never bite her. So they made her all kinds of torture. That is why Baba is giving the example. You know, you become the richest in the world. Become the one who is constantly with Mahavir, an authority of true knowledge. I become one who is the richest. Richest means the one who has the most treasures of knowledge in the world. We may not have any bank balance. We may not have a single cent in our pocket. But we are called the richest in the world. Because we have, what do we have? We have treasures of knowledge. So if you have not made Baba your companion so far, you know, double foreigners are very smart. You know, they say 8 hours I remain in Baba's company, another 8 hours I want another companion. Because Baba is incorporeal. How can I talk to him? How can I eat with him? How can I sleep with him? I want someone physical, no? So if that is the case, Baba will run away. He don't like partnership. Mine is one Baba and none other. Not like mine is one Baba and one other. Huh? No, that doesn't work with Baba. Baba wants, you know, Pativrata. Pativrata means a chaste lady, a virgin who is not touched by anybody. If I touch someone through my thought and make them my companion, you know, like each one wants somebody to go and talk about what is in their heart, right? They make friends, no? Boyfriend, girlfriend. So do you have any boyfriend, girlfriend? Huh? After Baba, he is my boyfriend, girlfriend, everything. Yeah? Whatever I have, I go and only talk to him. I don't have any other secret company, sweetheart. If Baba knows that you got one, he will not be your best friend. Yeah? So, check before you leave Madhuban. If you have any sweetheart, you know, somebody at the corner of your heart. Oh, I can talk to this person whenever I have any problem. I can go to this person whenever I have any difficulty. Then Baba will not come. Yeah? So Baba wants, he is very choosy, you know. He wants your full heart, not a hole in the heart. He wants your whole heart. Otherwise, how can he sit? If he has a hole in the heart, he will fall down. So, You have a whole heart to Baba or a hole in the heart? Huh? That means you have somebody else also together with Baba. So I must make sure my intellect does not touch anyone with impure thoughts. That is called loyalty. Baba wants loyalty. You know? Faithfulness. Not even touch someone with attraction, touch someone with a desire, you know. Like, you know, it happens in the Laukik world, when someone looks beautiful, very sweet, you want to go and touch them physically, but you can't do it here, so you go and touch them with that impure thought in your thought. So then also I become untouchable for Baba. Baba won't touch me anymore. Right? Because Baba wants his wife. We are Mrs. God, right? What it means to be Baba's companion? Huh? Who are you? Who are you? He is Mr. God, and who are you? Who are you? You don't have intoxication. I am Mrs. God. So, Mrs. God cannot touch somebody secretly. Mr. God will leave me. Yeah? So, I am Mrs. God. So, whatever belongs to God is mine. You know? I am partner. My partner is who? Who is your partner? God. Because I am his partner, I am Mrs. God. Right? So that means I don't have anything lacking. Everything belongs to him, is also mine. So that really is called pativrata. That means having loyalty to one. Not even in dream also I don't touch anybody. Not in waking hours. Then you see the magic of that intellect. You know, Brahma Baba, I tell you this experience. Brahma Baba had his Laukik wife who was worshipping him like God. Every day, wash his feet, drink water and do arti. But when Shiv Baba made Brahma Baba his wife, before he created us, the husband need to have a wife, right? So who is Brahma Baba for Shiv Baba? Say, wife. So when Brahma Baba became Shiv Baba's wife, from that moment he never saw his Laukik wife with the thought of being a Laukik wife. He had so much loyalty. So Brahma Baba's Laukik wife was totally transformed. She was worshipping him like God, and now she began to call him Baba. Father. So what is the magic? It was Baba's recognition of Shiv Baba. So if I have recognized Baba and made Baba my life companion, that's it. That's why sometimes, you know, when mothers, some sisters cry, you know what Baba used to tell them? Why are you crying like this? Your husband, of all husband, is sitting in front of you and you kill me while alive and you are crying like a widow. You understand? No, you didn't understand. You know, usually a wife, when the wife loses husband, they become widow, right? They cry. So when some sisters used to cry in front of Baba for something, Baba used to make a joke. Say, why I am the husband of all husband? I am sitting alive in front of you and you kill me. You are crying like a widow as if I am dead. So immediately she will start smiling and never cried after that. So I need to have that feeling, you know. Husband of all husbands is my husband. Sometimes people ask me, are you married? I said, yes. What's the name of your husband? Mr. God. How many children you got? They call, ask, what do you say? How many children you got? No? No children? Oh, we got, oh, because when Baba, he's, the world belongs to him, the all souls, Baba's children are my children too. So I got 6-7 billion children. Right? Huh? Because Baba's family, my family. When you get married to someone, their children also become my children, right? So, Mrs. God, how many children you got? All the souls. So I embrace everyone as my family, my children. So I feel so close to the world, right? Huh? So I don't need to look out for somebody else to tell the secret of my heart. No, that is why when you look at Baba as your companion, you know, where do you see yourself? Merged in Baba's eyes. I am merged in Baba's eyes and Baba is merged in my eyes. My vision will not fall on anyone, anything, no matter how beautiful it is. Because there is nothing more beautiful than my husband Baba. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Right? Is there anyone more beautiful than? No. So take care of your companion. Don't allow Maya to break your company in between. Right? Hold his hand tightly. So now hold Baba's hand. Each one of you say, my Baba, I am holding my Baba's hand. And take Baba with you. So as we were told, Dadi will come at 12 o'clock. So we will slowly go to the history hall and take our seats. So whenever Dadi comes, so she can come straight to the history hall. But take Baba with you, holding your hand. Go slowly. Those who walk with Baba, they don't go fast. Baba cannot be pulled like, you know, dragged. So just like a wedding procession, how the husband, you know, they go in a procession. So each one of you hold your companion's hand and walk royally into the history hall. Okay? Om Shanti.